Good morning, everybody. Eric Kaiser, my spiritual awakening. Man, have we been through some ish in the last couple months, right? I've seen it all. The last chapter of tests were definitely doozies. Times of my life that I'll never forget, right? And it's crazy as we go through the process of life, thinking that, you know, when we're in our 20s and 30s and we're having all that, what we thought was fun, and that's what we thought we were going to hold on to, right? I will never, ever forget these times. Like, there are so many days that are locked into my head because of everything I've been going through with the awakening and stuff like that, but I have paid attention. Been in the moment so much. I'm going to do a thing on accountability this morning on Facebook. It's probably one of the biggest lessons I've learned. And the most eye-opening one I learned was to be accountable, right? And I'm talking about you have to be accountable for all your shit, everything. You know? Gary Vee will talk about it. And since he's a $100 million a year earner, it seems like people only want to listen to people who, you know, make money. People, it's not about the money. The money's the tool. The money's the bridge. People who have a lot of money, like that, like Gary Vee, he's making that much money because he's having a fucking blast. Right? He loves what he does. It's not even about the money to him, and that's the reason why he keeps making more and more and more. Look at my life. Like, I'm not about the money. Am I rich right now? Hell nah. Nah, man. This month's going to suck again because I got to come out of pocket for everything by myself, you know? Not my decision to take off. I didn't destroy the relationship, but, you know, I still have to be the one who takes care of it all because that's the way it works when you're an empath, you know? For you take care of everybody. But, you know, I learned a word recently, and it came through me in content and messages. See, that's what people don't understand. I don't know if Carly could grab a card reading and it go exactly the way our lives go, but my cards tell me, and the content, you know, this stuff's on YouTube. It's not like I'm just making it all up and I think this is fun. Shit ain't fun. It's liberating. It's, you know, for me in the position I'm in, I'm going back to GA. You know, when I met Carl, I had my own house. I had a car. I had everything, you know, from not being Sobner, and that's the word I want to use. And what that means is I never put myself first. So I was always busy putting everybody else first. And what that means is my own problems. It's not about buying yourself a pair of shoes. Right, I got my own issues in my past life that I had when I met my wife that I did not gain even... All right, I might have gained 3% on the issue in the last year, right? The issues were there before, the child support, the warrants, everything, but never did nothing about it because I was too busy taking care of other people, right? I didn't put myself first. I didn't put my problems first. I kept buying Carla what she needed, being smoke-wise, and, you know, that shit adds up, you know? If I was my exes, I'd be pissed off at me, too. Like, damn, dude, open up your eyes. There's fucking kids over here, and now I get it because I'm accountable, right? I don't blame my ex for me not having my son anymore. I used to, you know, I felt like she pulled him away, and it sucked, and I was a good dad to him when I was around and I didn't drink, but that ain't shit. I didn't man up, you know? I didn't man up when it came down to the warrants. I took actions I had already learned, and I replayed them. And I thought I was going to have the same slick, quick outcome, right? When I did it a decade prior, I moved to Florida. You know, I don't know if it was just getting away from Jersey, changed my mindset, and made me a happier person, and shit came my way, and I built a damn good security film business, and I didn't even know what the hell I was doing, right? should have been reading books on business. I was pounding 12 ounces in the bars, you know? That's the different part, and that's the reason why I'm so excited now. And y'all don't even understand. I know how to do it now. I know the keys to success. I work on the freaking internet, right? You want to talk about going from zero to hero? Learn the internet. I don't think how many people understand. I just haven't had the mental capability to do the things I need to do. I have a whole laundry list of shit that's getting done in my head. Like, don't even get me started with just YouTube content alone. Like, this whole move, I spin everything in life into some kind of content and lesson. So what am I spinning this into on YouTube? Man, I came up with a saying. I didn't even know what it meant when I came up with it. I said, you got to drop out to drop up. And now I'm going to prove to everybody, as Gary Vaynerchuk says it, too many people are, you know, too proud to do this. But it's just great divine order for me. But I'm going from, you know, living in big houses, which I'll be honest with you. I don't like messes. I don't like clutter. And I was always told, oh, the next place is going to be different. Well, it was never different. So I am straight up moving into a 24-foot travel trailer, right? I am dropping out. Like, I'm not talking to anybody until I succeed. Like, I'm not hanging out with people. The only person on this planet I want to see is my twin flame. And if y'all don't know what that means, go look it up. But it's just a very special person who actually I can talk to about this stuff, which is very hard, you know? You look at Carlin, you say something about, hey, lead every situation with happiness and, you know, with kindness and love, and it'll work out a lot better. And she don't listen. And she deals with very, very crazy children because she don't want to listen. I know it's hard to lead with love all the time, but damn. So anyway, I'm going to spin that into a YouTube channel. Drop out to drop up. I want everybody to watch what happens when you straight up unplug from society's bullshit. You focus on nothing but yourself. And I'm going to show you all what happens. Because it's going to have a lot of meditating involved in it. I'm going to get back to my Reiki classes when I get home. And who knows? Maybe I'll start working as a healer here in the next couple months. You just don't know where life goes unless you plant seeds. And I say that a lot, but you got to plant seeds, you know? I sent my CEO yesterday a letter of interest in level 2 coaching at Legendary. Why? I'm not even going to say how much money I can make on here. All I'm going to say is if I get that promotion and I'm going to rock the job just like I rocked level 1, I didn't know what the hell I was doing when I started doing what I'm doing, and I'm good at it. I'm going to rock the hell out of level 2. And then that little tool I needed, right? That thing called money, that freaking tool that I needed to fix my life for so long, right? I needed to hire an attorney. Shit, it's $5,000 just to get my court dates up north. Yeah, I said it, $5,000, right? To a lot of people, that's a lot of money. To me, I look at $5,000 as it's just a tool. That's all it is. It ain't money. It's just something I need to fix a certain part of my life. And I'm getting close. I'm getting damn close. The next chapters are meant to be. You know, when I listen to content, it says it more than once that I'm dealing with a very negative force in my life that isn't ready to accept what I'm going through, so I have to piece it out. And that's all that's happening right now. But I didn't even make that decision. I let Carla make that decision, you know. I don't know how many times a person can do the same outcomes and always expect the same results, but, you know, when you behave that way, at some point in time, you either got to look at yourself and realize that you might have some problems and stop making everybody believe it's somebody else, or, you know, very bad karmatic road ahead for, unfortunately, for my soon-to-be ex-wife. And I'm not saying anything bad's going to happen to her. I'm saying that she has a lot of dark emotions to deal with, especially after the last 6 years of her life. I mean, it's got to eventually hit somebody where they feel bad. You know, I feel bad for girls that I broke their heart when I was 18, 19. You know, that's called being accountable. It's called realizing that at one point in time in your life, you fucking suck, right? You didn't put nobody's feelings in front of yours.
sometimes that's what leads people down a dirty, dark road. So, I don't know. I hope everybody has a great Sunday. I'm going to finish my bike ride, go pack, and get the hell out of here.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.